All right, good luck. We are in Shin Vav, Hilchos Omnim. We're in middle of Sif Aleph. Last week we had some of the Yisaidis of Sif Aleph. Basically, an Omen is a Shem Esacha. And why is an Omen a Shem Esacha? We said a number of Chatam Kipshuta, the way we pass, and an Omen is a Shem Esacha because he's just like a Seicha. Just like a Seicha becomes a Shem Esacha because he has some Hana. Even though he's paying for the item, but he has a shtamshis out of the item, so that's why he becomes a shayim esacha. So to an umman becomes a shayim esacha because he has enough from the chayfiz, the chayfiz generates income for him. By having the chayfiz buy him, he's going to be able to make money. He has an item to work on. So mamela, since it generates income for him, he has a tevis enough from the chayfiz, that's how he becomes a shayim esacha. Then there was another surah of tafas le'agre. He could hold on to the chayfiz and withhold wait to have be paid. So Memelas Tofas Le'agri, that itself, it's like a mashkin, he's waiting to be paid, and that's how he become a Shem Esacha. We discussed the case that even if he would be paid up front, Hiktim Le'iskarai, so you don't have the Surah of Tofas Le'agri, but still he'll become a Shem Esacha because of the first reason. He becomes a Shem Esacha because he has a know that the Chefetz are generating income from him. That's basically the Yisaidis of last week. I mean, we discuss a lot more, but we have to move on and discuss other issues, but we need to know the Yisaidis before moving further. Let's go over the Mechaba, let's start it again, and we'll develop this a little bit more. Zakta Mechaba, Sif Aleph, Kala Umnim Shem Reisacha, Heim all the Umnim Hashem Reisacha, V'kulam She'amru, and then all of them that say, Toiles Shocha, V'hava Mois, this is new, we didn't do this yet. V'kulam she'amru. After they finish their job, they tell the owner, Toiles shecha, take back your item, v'hava mois, and pay me, and bring me money. So he's showing that he's finished, he doesn't need the malach anymore. He's also showing, deliberately showing, that he's no longer holding the chayfetz to be paid. He's telling him first, Toiles shecha, you can take back the item, v'hava mois, and bring me money after you take back the item. So he's not withholding the item for pay. Oy, sha'amalei ha'umin gemartiv, or he just says, tam gemartiv. Right now he's holding it, but he's showing, when I tell you, pick up your item and then pay me, so I'm telling you, I'm willing to release the item to you before you pay me. So I'm showing you that I'm not being tafas le'ayagri. Oy, sha'amalei ha'umin gemartiv, or the umin says, just, he notifies the owner, I'm finished working on it, and the implication is, go pick it up. V'loy lachu ha-bailam ha-kli, and the bailam didn't pick up the keli in time, and the keli got lost or got stolen. Harei hu'umin shay mechinam. The umin is a shay mechinam, and he's not responsible for it. The reason why is because once he says he's finished the job, he notifies the bailam to pick it up, he no longer is benefiting from the chayfetz. Whatever benefit that he had from the chayfetz to generate the income, he already had while he was working on the chayfetz. But now that he finished, and now Shem Mechinim he has to be, because he's holding on time. Who should watch it? If you're not going to watch it, so who should watch it? I pick it up, Beseda, but you didn't tell me you want to relinquish Shmira. You're not going to throw it out in the street. You just told me to pick it up. Fine, so I'll get around to it. I'll come by next week. I'll pick it up. But Shem Esacha you don't have because you're not deriving any Hano from it anymore. But Shema you still are. So Memeila Harei Umin Shem Mechinim.
I told him not to be a
Shomer
either.
No, we're going to get to it. But if the Umin says, have a mois, if the Umin says, first bring me money, v'toiles shocha, and then you can pick up the item. No, taking the wash, it means if you don't come to pay, I'm not releasing the item. That's how he tells it to him. So, adayin hu shem esacha k'moy she'haya. He's still going to be a shem esacha on it like he was till now. And the reason is because here he's explicitly saying that he's being tafas le'agri. It means even if you would hold that the reason why an Umin is a shem esacha is because tam, he has anor from the item, without the Surah of Tafas Le'agri. But here we're saying, Lehedya, I am being Tafas Le'agri, for sure you become a Shem Esacha, as that alone, being Tafas Le'agri. It's like any Ma'aval HaMashkin, you have a Mashkin, you're coming a Shem Esacha, because you're withholding the Mashkin to pay. So you derive pleasure from the Chayfetz. You need the Chayfetz, you have leverage over the guy that is going to pay you. So that alone causes you to become a Shem Esacha. So it's very careful, I have to say it. If you say, Toile Shokha Vavamois, the implication is you don't withhold it for money, so you're Shem Mechinim. If you say, have a mois for Tole Shokha, first bring me money and then I'll give you back your item, then you will remain a Shem Esacha. Okay, so now that will be the Machlekes. It's good. So that will be the Machlekes when they come to a Din Torah.
Now, Vim Oma, Zakhtar Ramah, Vim Oma, Telel Shokha, Veini Shem Re'oid, but if you say, Telel Shokha, and I don't want to watch it anymore, then you're going to be Pata. You said Lehedya, take it back, I don't need your chavetz anymore, I don't have anything to do with it, I don't want to be Yishayim, I don't want to be busy with this, pick it up, proceed at your own risk, then you're Pata in Gansen. A number of Rishonim say that. They say bring them from Talmidei Rashba, but it's really a number of Rishonim. Ramban, Rashba, a lot of Rishonim say this. So the kids are. Say what? Well, lechatchil when he becomes an economy. If you want to take the job and be master with him, you should know when I take on this job, I'm willing to clean your pants, but you should know I'm not going to be ashamed on them. Fine, and the guy. No, this fakir, this Ramah is a bigger chiddush. Your case is we are master lechatchila, so that was the contractual arrangement we had with chila. That's how it is. But here I really became a shomasach on it, and now in the middle I want to say out. I want out. Who said you could stop in the middle? Maybe you remain a shema till I pick up the item. How could you be allowed? You should know that the Ritva holds. Rather, the Ritva holds. The Ritva sheet is. It's makleik as yishenim. Ritva sheet is. That a Shem Achinim and a Shem Esachal in the middle of the term is now let her back out. And he makes the same diik that the Talmid Rashba makes in Rashi to say this halacha, the Ritva makes the same diik, and he says it's only dafka because you already finished the term of the Shmir, whatever the term is. By omen, the term is till you finish the malacha, so you already finished the malacha. If you're Shem Achinim, Shem Esachal, you already finished the term, so then you can back out. But Teichazman, the Ritva holds, you can't back out. Other Rishonim, the Rashba holds, you could back out Teichazman. It's really not for now. It's a halachan skiris poilim that a poil has a right to be chayzer by bem tzaham halacha. Even though normally on other things you can't back out, by a poil, it's a special din by a poil that you're allowed to back out bem tzaham halacha, because to libanei Yisrael avadim b'lei avadim la'avadim, a poil is his essence, is like an evid to you, and you can't lock him in for a term, because that's libanei Yisrael avadim b'lei avadim la'avadim. So the Machan Ephraim, other Akrainim are mucha over here by Umnim or by Shomim for that matter. How does that work? Why does the Ritva hold that a Shomim cannot back out in the middle? L'chayra Vaita, just like a Pole is allowed to back out because he's an Evid, a Shomim should be able to back out as well. And the answer, Kipshuta, the answer is, a simple answer is maybe Shmir. There's two Mahalchim on the Akrainim. One Mahalch is that a Shomim is not an Evid, because you're not really doing any malacha. One answer is by Yishayim Bechutz from the Din Shmir Shabai, you also have a his chayvus on the item, that just in case it breaks, you're going to pay. And that is chayvus, you can't break in the middle. You want to stop watching, because then you stop watching it, then maybe I can't hold you back. But if something's going to happen to you, you can still be on the line. Because in Shmir, look, it's chayvus metchila for anything that goes wrong. So that you can't break in the middle. There's a contract, so you can't break that in the middle. You can't be chayvus in the middle. Because it's really a sugya for skiris poilim, not for you. Okay. But what comes out in the Makabe is that you see clearly in the Makabe that you could remain a shem esacha even after the term of the umnis. You finish the umnis, you're going to still remain a shem esacha until you notify the bialim, and even after you notify the bialim, depending how you notify the bialim, what you actually say, that will be an. All right, fine. Let's talk about, what would you say, Rabbi, said about the following case. There was a case in the Mordechai where you hired a seifa, a numin, a seifa, to transcribe a seifa. Today, everything's mass-produced. You print, you press a button on the machine. But then, in order to copy a sefer, you had to write over the sefer. So you hire someone to write over a Rashba. Okay? So, but he doesn't know the Rashba by heart. So you give him one Rashba to be able to copy off that Rashba. And he lost the Rashba that you gave him. So he's doing malacha somewhere else. He's doing malacha on a different cloth, on a different sefer. But he needs the Rashba that you gave him to copy from. Will that also be in Nichlal in the din of Omenus Kishay Mesaka? And the Mordechai says yes, because it's the same Svara. The Rashba that I gave him allows him to profit, enabled him to profit. He needs my Rashba that I gave him in order to work on the second Rashba. So he needs my Rashba. The same way in Umin is a Shay Masaka, because he needs the Chavis to work on. And if he derives Hana from it, so that's his Char, and that's how he comes to Shay Masaka. So too, the Rashba that I gave him to work on, he needs in order to generate the second Rashba. So he needs my Rashba also to generate Char. If you have the Surah of Tavis Tlei Agres, you'll have that Surah as well. Correct. Even if you finish writing, but the Mordechai says, if after you finish writing, then you notify me to come pick it up, then in a kanami, that's like over here, the halacha is if you say gemartiv, or if you say toilet shokha vavamois, then you're reduced to only a shemachinam. I got from you, I should tell you, pick it up, I don't need it anymore.
Yeah, but that's nothing to do with it. There's no Tom's Agar after I finish writing it.
1 second. No, you will have a Marshal. If you gave me a Rashba to work on, and you owe me money for the Rashba that I worked on, the new one. So you owe me $100. Now I want to be paid, so I can be typhus both of them to be paid, if I want it. Why not? It's your item, why can't I be typhus?
It's Tom's, you go to his house.
Maybe that's a shaila. If you let it go in nichnas lebeisli to be tayfis, you might have a depending what type of chayv it is. We learned this a couple of years ago on Sunday Zion. But if I have it by me, I'll be tayfis. I won't give it back until you pay me. But I don't need that. Means we hold the reason why umin's kachem is like a seicha, because you also derive anah. I'm deriving anah from this rashba that you gave me in order to generate income somewhere else. So memela, that alone will cause me to be a shem mezaka. If I tell you,
maybe you should
be a shayla. Why am I a shayla? You allowed me to learn the Rashba. I wasn't using the Rashba for my own and not to learn from. I was in the Rashba, so I could make. Now he wants to say that Hayoyz, I need it for my malacha. So it's like I'll borrow your Rashba. He needs me to write a Rashba from him. I don't have a Rashba, so I go to you, do me a favor, lend me your Rashba, and then on your Rashba, I'm Zicha Shoyo. Right. Oh, but that's what I'm saying. But from you, I was doing it. You were also getting Hanoah by giving me your Rashba, because you want me to use the Rashba to copy from. So with that, I'm only a Shoy Mitzvah. And if I borrow a third party's Rashba, then I'll take a Shoy.
Every woman could be
Shoy. Every woman could what?
No,
I'm working on it. I'm creating. I'm not being Shoy. Yeah? Okay, but the same way, it means I'm. You're saying the same thing. That the woman himself is deriving Hanoah by giving me his Chayfas to work on. So he's deriving. Oh. Now, this Shailu went to the Radvaz as well, a different example, but the same type of lomdis, that someone gave a tabas to a jewelry maker, gave a ring, and said, do me a favor, knock off this ring, copy this ring. And the same thing, if the ring gets lost, Dr. Radvaz, you're showing mezaka, just like an umne showing mezaka. It's not the ring you're working on, good, but the same, mamish, the same lomdis. But it's the ring that I need to derive pleasure from. That ring allows me to work on it, so mamela, to generate profit, mamela be shem mezaka. And he also says, if I say gemartiv, then I'll become oy shem mezaka. But he likes too, one kanech, kavaldik. The ma'aseh shehoyah is that the jeweler, while he was making the ring, he already got the idea what he needs from the ring. He doesn't need the ring. He has the concept in his mind. He has a good, clear picture of it. And he calls the guy and says, do me a favor, take back your ring. I'm still working on making you a new ring. But the ring that you gave me, take back your ring. I don't need it anymore. I have it conceptually. And the owner says, you know, do me a favor. Just hold on to it. I want it to be mamish perfect. I want you to match it just perfect. Just in case you might make a choice, you might forget. Just hold on to the ring. And then the ring got lost. Madin. And the Radvaz says, I'm not a Shem Mezaka anymore. Once I told the Bailim, pick up your ring, I know the concept. I know the tzur of the ring. I don't need it anymore. The fact that you want to keep it by me longer, beseder, but I'm not no longer Shem Mezaka. I mean, I could make that second ring without having the first ring there anymore. So Memela, since I could do that, I'm no longer Shem Mezaka. I told you, which is a chiddush, but that's what the Radvaz says.
Even though the second guy is saying to him, I don't think you can, it doesn't make a difference.
Right, correct. I'm confident I don't need it. You want to leave it, because in type, proceed at your own risk. That's the Radvaz and Chelek Dalav Reish Kav Zayin. There's another tshuva from
the. There's a difference between the two of them. But with the Raj, it's like, if the guy wants to build my house, I'd lend him my hammer. He should be, if you're going to hammer from somebody else. With the ring, there's no other ace. It's the only way you can do it with this ring with the
dog. So you want to say which way? Which it should be.
It's the Raj, it should be, he should be like a shayla. And with this, he should be a shayla dog.
Okay, his shayla. Okay, but Lamai says we hold that even by the Raj, we only a shayla dog. Okay. The tshuva is Tashbats and Chelek Dalav. Hatur Hasheni Simon Lamed, which is got to brought down here in the Pesach Tshuva, has a similar case, also a slight knage different. And here's the case. The case is that I needed you to knock off, let's say, a watch. I don't remember what the item was, but let's say I needed you to knock off a watch. But I don't have the watch. So I borrow the watch. I borrow the watch from Reuven, and I give it to the Umin to knock off that watch. So I'm the Shoyl. And he's a Shem Mesacha to me. And now the watch that I borrowed, he lost. Or he broke. Or it was Nignav. What's the halacha on that? So Nigna v'shemes achas chayev. So the Tashbat says that he'll be chayev because of Umin, the same type of olam that he'll be chayev, even if it's not the watch that he's working on. He'll be a shemes achas on that item because vaita, that item generated his anah. Why do I say it's a slightly different knage? The different knage is because someone here was saying that you have the sort of tavas le'agre because he chab both. In that case, you don't have tavas le'agre because there's no point in the Umin holding a watch that belongs to Reuven against the schar that I owe him. He can't withhold someone else's item to get schar from me. So tavas that. He can't. How could he sell it? What do you mean? It's not mine.
Right.
He wants to be tavas the agri. He could withhold my chayfetz as a mashkin. Could I take a mashkin from you because Reuven owes me money?
He can hold it in order to press you because.
Why? No.
The mashkin will.
No, the mashkin says, give me back my item. No, the mash will go to you. You're holding my item and say, give me back my item. You have no right to withhold back my item.
He's not the shoyel.
He is well, it's an extension. He cannot be stronger than the shoyel. If you go to the shoyel and ask back for the item, the shoyel has to give him back the item, right? And this guy is only as strong as the shoyel because he's coming from the shoyel. So if I had to give back the mash the item, so you, my umin, has to give back the mash the item. You can't withhold unnecessarily the item from a mashal. He wants his chayfetz back. The term is over. You have no right to withhold his item. So you can't be tafas le, and there's no point in being tafas le yenim chayfetz against the money I owe you. So you don't have tafas le agre, but yet you'll still be a shemesaka because of the umnim sorrow. Because the umnim is a shemesaka batzmuse because it causes him hano, so therefore be a shemesaka. One more case, Rabbi Yisrael, and I'll let you, we'll go to the next Indian. It's a chuvah Rashba and chelek hay. In Kuf Samach Vav, there's a grad, not a tshuva from the Rashba, just printed in the Rashba. It's clearly under, he quotes the Rosh, he quotes the Rashba. Sometimes you see tshuvas slip into the Svarim, and at the beginning it says it's from the Razal Levi. I don't know, I find it hard to believe, but whatever. It's someone else, and he has a shaila like this, that the kids were sent to the Malamed to learn. Now, kids don't come empty-handed, so they come with their Svarim. So the shaila was, is the Malamed a shomer on the svarim that the kids are bringing to class? That was the shayla. And it doesn't say ketanim gedolim. Let's just say gedolim, because if it's ketanim, you might have a vedim midas type of issues. Let's just say they're gedolim. Bar mitzvah boys, I don't know, it's mesifta bachrim. They bring their gemaras to class. Is the Rebbe a shomer on those gemaras?
When
the kids are there. So what's the halakha? Well, I don't know if it belongs to them. No, the chayfetz doesn't belong to them. The chayfetz belongs to the father. And the chayfetz belongs to them, the chayfetz, it's simple, because then we would have to watch it. It's a nolan stalka b'ayla mishmeros, like we discussed last week. You watch it. But there it is, it's the father's item. The kids come to class, and is the Rebbe a shomer on it? And what would, and the shomer wanted to suggest, yes, why? Because just like an umin is a shomer sacha, because he needs the item to generate income. Well, the Rebbe also is a shemazaka. While he's teaching the kids, he's generating a panosa. He's getting paid for it. He's not teaching for free. He's getting paid. So memela, that would automatically make him a shemazaka on the items on the svarim the kids bring to school. Okay, that's the shoyel. So Rashba, well, this tshuva has numerous reasons why not. I just want to focus on the first reason. First reason, he says that the only reason why an omen is a shemasacha on a chayfetz is because he needs the chayfetz to generate income, because the chayfetz won't be here, he can't generate income. His lashon is dim lo yishma kli shenasnu elav ve'olav lesaknoi shenitnu elav olav lesaknoi yevat scharoi. But he says misha ein mamayna misrabel, he's not benefiting anything from the item. And it's not protected because of it. He doesn't need the chayfetz to generate income. That's the case of malamdus. He says that's different. Then he won't become a shomer on it. Rashba said, the Rebbe doesn't need the Talmud to have a sefer in order for him to generate the income. He doesn't explain why not. What's the chavut in that? I mean, vice toys, you're going to have to say that either the kid could learn from the Rebbe without a Gemara. It means the Rebbe will get paid saivi, or if for some reason he loses the Gemara, the father will buy him a new Gemara. I don't know, but it means it's not, the Rebbe doesn't need the Gemara in order to generate the income. If that's the case, and it's not like Umen. If he would need the Gemara, then he should become home. And Teich Adram, he has other terutzim. The kid brings the Gemara home at night to be tested by the father. But he said, then also they were tested by the fathers at night. But that's, he said, the Mela, you can't make the Rabbi Yeshayim. He has other reasons why it's not Negeya. But beside, you see this concept that if you're an Umin, you're not just a Shem Hazak on the item that you're working on. You're Shem Hazak on the item that you need for your work as well, that it also causes you to be a Shem Hazak. All right. Rebbe, I hear. He's got a Mordechai on that. All right, not for now. All right. This whole halacha of Umin and Kishon Masako is only if the Umin is getting paid for his work. If he's not getting paid for his work, he's a free Umin, he's doing a free job, then he's not going to be Kishon Masako. You don't have Tavis Le'age for sure, but you don't even have the basic source. The story is that I'm deriving Hano, because with the item, I'm generating income. If I'm a free Umin, then I'm not generating any income, I have no Hano, then I'm only going to be a Shem Mekin. Sorry? Okay, they granted the place can talk about what I'm going to be doing an umnis for an ani. An ani. And then they said that the ano you're having is just like a Shema Veda as ano that he doesn't have to give proof to the Rabbi Yosef while he's working on it. So maybe if you're an umin for an ani, you're doing tzedakah, so maybe you have the ptura proof to the Rabbi Yosef, so maybe that's why you could become a Shema Saka. All right. Well, you get a good reputation, you mean, Adwan?
I'll give one guy a freebie so that he should tell people.
Okay, I don't know. That's not the halakha. The halakha is clearly the bar, the gayim sechta. It's pasha that if you're not getting paid, you're not a shem mesaka. Now, very often you could go to an umin and not discuss pay bechlal before you start. And now the shayla is, and now something gets lost. And you could take him to a din Torah, your shem mesaka, your kayif. And the guy said, "What do you mean? I had a mind to do it for free." Once it gets lost, for sure, I had a mind to do it for free. Madin. So, the Pesach can say it doesn't go too far, because in Reish Sam Magdal, the halacha is that whenever there's a shtega to be paid for work, the work that you're doing, the work that you're providing, deserves to be paid. That's the minig. Even if you didn't discuss pay afterwards, the Balan can't say, "Oh, I thought you're doing it for free." He thought you're doing it for free. The minig is that you got paid for this. So obviously, even though it wasn't explicit, but it's implicit, about it, he expects payment. Memela, for you to tie it later on, you had a mind to do it for free, it's not going to happen. So about it, you're going to be a Shoyim Mesacha. Take it on the next step. The Chachma Shleima in Kuf Pei Heis of Aleph says that even if the person's an Oyev of the Bailam, and he had a mind that he's doing it for free. Let's say Kapish Mayal, he had a mind that he's doing it for free. Still Zokta Chokma Shleima, since he could change his mind at any minute, because he never promised the Bailam anything. He did the tukt on the job. He didn't discuss Pei Bechlal. So he got the news that he's doing it for free. But let's say the next day his wife tells him, "Crazy, what are you doing it for free for? You have to earn a living. You may as well do it for money." So from then on, he has the right to change his mind and say he's going to do it for money. It means whatever he did till then, maybe he can't charge. He had a mind to do it for free. But whatever he didn't yet do, he about has the right to charge money for. So Dr. Chachma Shleima alum this, hey, yes, at any point in time, he could always change his mind and have in zinin that he wants to be paid. So come twice, this chayfet is causing him schar. Because this chayfetz gives him the ability to make schar if he so chooses. And he says, the mashal, just like the concept of tofes. No, because he has the ability to choose. Just like tofes leya agre makes you a shoyim mesaka. Now, every umin is withholding the chayfetz for pay? No, he has the ability to withhold the chayfetz for pay. Dr. Chachma Shleima, hey, yes, he has the ability, even though maybe he's not planning on withholding it, but since he has the ability to withhold it, and it's normal, let's say it's acceptable to withhold it, so Memela, the Yecheles alone makes him to a Shema Zaka. He's Madame to another case. It's a little stretch. If you give money to a Shema to watch and the money is loose, which the understanding is that he has a right to use the money if he wishes, then even if he doesn't use the money, he's already a Shema Zog on it. Kabayah know that if he needs to use the money, he could use the money. So to him, Bayah know if he wants to generate income from his chayfis, he could. So even though he grada didn't have that in mind, but since he could any time change his mind, maybe that alone would cause him to be a Shema Zog. That's a Chachman Shleimer.
Cost is considered like
a cost? What's cost?
No, whatever
the so then you're not making it, it's free. Right, that's l'chayah tree. That's nothing. You don't not generate any. You have to make sale. You have to make profit out of it. L'chayah, of course, is nothing.
There's a. In the past, he has done spread. For the last 2 years, every time he comes.
Good. If you have such a minig, then maybe it's understood that you're doing it for free. But again, since you have the ability to change your mind at any time, so maybe if you already finished the item, and now it's a done, and you know that you didn't have a mind to charge, so now it's too late to change your mind, and then it gets lost before you notify the Baalim, so then I hear that maybe Taki Yoshe Makinem. But when you're in the middle, since you have a right to change your mind whenever you want, so Mameli, you always have that schus to generate income. So you become a Shomer Salcha, but yeah, I know that you have the schus to generate income. It's one step right now. Here's me, I know that you're generating income. There's me, I know that you have the ability to generate income. All right, one more. Good, and economic. Oh, if I had a mind that I'm not doing, if I had a mind for free, that's his chizh. You have your chizh. No. If I'm not working on Yisoda, and I stop, because I could go into Yisoda to pay, I never accepted Shmir. That's a bit far-fetched. I don't go around town doing this. But here, I have the item. I'm working on the item. And I could have a mind to do it for money. Mamela, that would be the sorry. There's a chuvah from Arik, one more knach to this. What happens if the minig is taka, this type of malacha, you taka, do it for free? And the Bailam insisted, it's my clerk, it's Avram and Ephraim, the Bailam insisted, oh, no, I want to pay you, right? And so if the woman contests and says, no, I don't want to be paid, and go back and forth, so whatever the last word is. But the case of Merik was, is the Bailam said, I want to pay you, and the woman kept quiet. He didn't say anything. So the Merik, that even though normally, it's a job that you don't get paid for, but since the Bailam offered pay and the Poel didn't contest, shtika kaida, that he's doing it al das to be paid, Mamela will turn into a shem azaka, like our alaka, umen is kashem azaka. And Mamela will be chai for gneva and veda. Sorry? Why can't he? He said, since you promised me money, I want that money. Once you promised me the money, so then I was doing it with the agri as well, maybe. All right. One more. What would be if a woman fixed an item, so he's waiting to be paid, let's say, and he dies. And now the Yorshim have this item. And now, my God, this is not what happens in these stories, because when the Yorshim clean up the shops and whatever, and the items get lost. Now what happens? Is the Yorshim chayiv or not? The Paiskim say, it's a chiddush, but the Paiskim say there's a sma and a shach and simanayim beis, Yam Chushleim and Baba Kama, and the end of Baba Kama, Perek Yod, they all say that the Yorshim also become Shem Risaka. You have to know if it's as tough as the Yagre, or it's because the umnis generates income to make the father Shem Risaka, and now the kids have that item that's generating the income, because when the guy is going to pick up the item, he's going to pay. So even maybe even without Tafis Layage, but he has an item that generates income, Mamela will become a Shem Hasaka al Zat. You have to know how that works, but there's a Yeshua Yisrael who's Mefakvek on it. He holds that the generated income didn't come from the owner. Generated income came from the father. The father's income was generated from the owner. But once the father did the Malacha and Yashin did to the kid, where's the kid getting the income from? Because of the father's Pa'ula. So he wants to say maybe that will take away, that's not a Shem HaZakah. But the Paiskin, the daily Paiskin Paskin, you will become a Shem HaZakah.
He didn't stop to work yet. The father didn't stop to work yet.
He died? He didn't die. He died. Does he allow the Yoshim to work on his item? If they can't work on the item, so look, it's a Shem HaZakah. And Konami, then they don't become Aisha Mazaka. But if the kids are in the business and it's understood that the kids might be fixing my item too, then the kids can still fix the item. So the kids will be a direct Umin Kishan Mazaka because they're the ones who are working on the item. All right. Let's go back. Let's just now take apart this Machab a little bit. It says, Toile Shokhov Ava Mois. Pick up your item and bring me money. What's the halacha? Yeshay Machinam. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that you would think that once you say Telo Shokha, go pick up your item, you're not even a Shem Mechinam. Kamash Milan, you're Shem Mechinam. That's what the Sma says, and really it's a Gemara. The Gemara of Matzia Peyalef Hamas says Lehedya. You would think that once you say Telo Shokha, go pick up the item, it's ice. I'm ice Shem Mechinam Bechal. I'm nothing. Kamash Milan, I'm still a Shem Mechinam. But why? Why are you still a Shem Mechinam? What's proud? I told you to pick up the item. Get out of here. I don't want to have anything to do with this anymore. Sok Rashi. You would think that when you say Tala Shacha means Eini Shem Re'oid. That's the intention, what you mean when you say Tala Shacha. Kamash Malan, that's not your intention. When you say Tala Shacha, what you really mean to say is that you're not being Teifizit Foskar. Had you not said Tala Shacha of Avamayz, you have a right to be Teifizit Foskar, Tavaz Le'agre. Once you tell them Tala Shacha of Avamayz, you're notifying them, the owners, that you're not interested in being Teifizit Le'agre. Tell the shakar, you could pick it up even before you pay me. But it's not implicit that you mean to say also that you have no interest in being shamed at all. That's the kamash from the Gemara. Kamash alone that we touch up your tell the shakar just means that you don't want to be typically angry, but a shamed you still want to be. That's kamash alone that you didn't say it clearly. So we say you really mean something else. But if you say lehedja ain't you shamed, oh, then you're going to attack a bipod. That's where this Ramah is coming from. The diik and this Rashi, all the rishonim come from here. Okay, as a geshmaka sugis, the chayes are stiris of sugis on this. Tois is asked on daf mem tesam and aleph. There the Gemara says the chayes faket. The Gemara is a case where I want to buy shumshim sesames from you. Doesn't make a difference what it is. I'm buying an item from you. The halacha is mois in and koines. Kinyan kesef doesn't work. I have to do a meshicha. If I only pay for it and I didn't pick up the item, I didn't do any maisa kinyan on it other than paying, the halacha is it's not mine. It still belongs to the owner. Nisrachitecha ba'aliyah. The Gemara says it still belongs to me. It says the mishapara. But there's no kinyan on the item. V'yayim, I bought these shumshimim with money. I didn't pay for them yet. And the price of shumshimim skyrocketed. So the seller says, I'm crazy, I sold these shumshim for $100, now they're worth $500, I'm out. I'm being crazy from the Mecca. I don't want to sell you shumshim anymore. And I tell you, Tala Shachar, take back your $100. And now the $100 gets lost. The halacha is, I'm not even a shemachinim. I'm nothing. I'm nothing. I told you to pick it up. Tala Shachar makes me oy shema. I'm not even a shemachinim. That's what Gemara says in Memtesam and Aleph. Frektais is a stira. The Gemara meant as I said, when I say Tala Shacha by this, by the Kinyan, by the Mecca, I'm not even a Shemachinam. And over here by Umi, when I tell you Tala Shacha, I'm still a Shemachinam. It's a stira. Does Tala Shacha mean any Shemre Oid or not? If it means any Shemre Oid, then in both cases I should be Oid Shema. And if it doesn't mean any Shemre Oid, then in both cases I should be at least a Shemachinam. Why by the Mecca when I say Tala Shacha, I'm Oid Shema? And why by when I say Tala Shacha, I'm still a Shemachinam. I say Frektaisis. And for Taisis, the words of Taisis are like this. Shani Umin, the Me'ekara Shemachacha. Umin started off as a Shemachacha. Ukushamale Tala Shacha, Leila Salak Atmin Legamroi, Mishmira Kama, Ela Shiloyi Shemachacha. Since I started off as a Shemachacha, when I say Tala Shacha, the way the acronym touch of Taisis, it means I'm trying to reduce my shmira. I started as a shemesacha. If I tell you shalosh shaka, nachas darga, I'm a shemachinam. You don't have a right. I don't want to be shem at all. I just don't want to be that shemesacha that I'm till now as a shemesacha. I don't want to be that anymore. I don't want to continue as a shemesacha. Tell the shaka, nachas darga, I'm a shemachinam. My shem came by the case by the mekach that even before you told me tell the shaka, you're only a shemachinam, which is not pleasant, like legacy shenim, but like those who shenim, that you're only shemachinim. When I pay money to a seller without a maisa kinyan yet, the seller is only shemachinim on it. If he tells me, tell the shachar, clearly his intention is, take it, I don't want to be even a shemachinim. In Nochas Daga, go down a step, I don't want to even be a shemachinim. That's the chiluk that Taisis makes. Chidush Taisis, that's the Taisis. The Shachovi and Sivkam brings down this Taisis. Ein b'toises perek hazal taf mem tesam and aleph mashik shusha mehacha davi shay mechinim v'tirutum dacha. He doesn't like the teretz of toises. Olafini's daiti zok teshach lakasha midi has a different eight, and Rabbi is very important because it's nafka mina la halacha. The hacha amalei tele shacha v'avamayis. Here he told him, pick up your item and bring me money. And can kiven shadayin chayv le'mois. Clearly, we're talking about a case where he's still chayv mois, because you see, he's telling him tashuk about mois. So it's clearly we're talking about that he was not yet paid. Therefore, havi shay mechinam. Mashenkein hasam she'enu chayv le'klum. The buyer doesn't owe the seller any money. So when he tells him tala shacha, then it becomes ois shay me'engansin. If you still owe me money, I tell you tala shacha, then I become a shay mechinam. If you don't owe me any money and I tell you Tala Shacha, then I'm Oish Shema. Shach. And he says, afterwards, Shuv Matasi, Berabin Yeruchim, Shekasa, B'Shem HaRamak, it depreciates this chilek. Baruch Hashem is machaven to Rishayim, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and Rama. Mamish is chilek. It doesn't explain what the chilek. It's just because the guy is chayiv money, therefore he retains the status of Hashem Mechinim. Why should that be the case? And the machloik is if he's tough as the agri, but he's clearly then being joined to the Vezai. Telling him, tell us, I don't want to be tough as the agri.
What I say is, if the guy says, I'm not paying you, he's not giving
him back yet. Okay, so you have to know how to take that. Okay, fine. So, let's go, there's a Ritva. The Ritva, a Memtes of an Aleph, is the Kasha, and the Ritva also gives seemingly this Chilek, and the Ritva says, I'll be Ben Katza, but as lum this is that since every woman owes money, is owed money, and he could be toughest leagre, so therefore, even though he told him, Tala Shocha, and he's not being toughest leagre, therefore he'll be a Shay Mechinam. And what the Ritva seemingly is saying, what you're trying to say is that even though I'm telling you I'm not being tough as leagre, but I always have the ability to be tough as leagre, and that ability should make me at least chotcha shay mechinam. There's a similar Ritva, I know it's a chiddush, but there's a similar Ritva grada over there, membeis and membeis, that it's the same thing about a mekach tois, that if you have a buyer, it's on a mekach tois, and he has the item. No, so you have to know like this. Minastam, the ability, makes me straight into a Shem Asakha. Just like every woman, when he takes the item L'Kachila, he could always be tough as the Agri, he becomes a Shem Asakha right away. Like that Teretz in the Gemara. Here, it's worse. Here, I told you I'm not being tough as the Agri. I'm telling you Gemartiv. I'm telling you Tosho Chav Avamais. I don't want to be tough as the Agri. So, you can't tell me that, well, I could be, because I'm telling you I'm not. But since Chodesh, if I wanted to, I could change my mind, that gives me still a darga of shmir on the item, means I still want the item by me, just in case I might want to change my mind. There's a Ritva who says a similar halacha by a mekach tois where there's a mum, and the buyer needs money back from the seller. So the Ritva says the buyer becomes a shem mechinim on this defective item because of tavas le'agre, right? And even though normally tavas le'agre becomes a shem mezakha, he says here clearly the buyer had no intention to be tavas le'agre because his intention was to buy a chavis. He didn't imagine that it would be defective, so therefore that sort of le'agre only makes him into a shem mechinim. It's a quasi type of tavas le'agre. And I'll just make you a little more confused is that the Ramah says, if I say any shem re'oid, I'm pati in gansin. And Ritva says the same halacha. So you have to go like this. It means I have the ability to change my mind and become a tavas le'agre. Vaisois, when I say I'm out, I don't want to be a shem at all, then you don't hit me with shmira because of tavas le'agre. I'm telling you, I don't want to be shem at all. Finished. Bishwam, I just say, told the Shokhav Avamois, you could say that. Even though I'm telling you, I don't want to be tavas le'agre, but I still have the wherewithal to be tavas le'agre, and I'm still holding on to the item, I want to be chotch Hashem Mechinam. I'm asking to be Hashem Mechinam. But if I tell you, any Shem Roy, then I'm Mamish Paten Gans, and even though I could talk, I change my mind.
Shem
Mechinam is with Adana, right. Correct. But Hana in the Ritva, you see in the Ritva that Hana could also make it to Shem Mechinam, like Mechatoy is by Abaya. Okay, yeah, needs a beer, mask. That's what the shak means to be saying. However, the Nesivis says a brilliant pshat in the shak, gorgeous, a whole different pshat in the shak. Nesivis of Ian Sivkan Bey says the following, so sweet. Rashi said that the reason why Tayla Shokha is still a Shem Achina, the Gemara said the Hava means when you say Tayla Shokha means any Shem Re'oid, I don't want to be Shem at all. Kambash Malan, what? Since I was a Tavas Agri till now, and I say Tala Shokha, my whole intention of Tala Shokha is only to tell you that I'm not being Tavas Agri. So you don't have a Hachacha from my Tala Shokha more than that. My Hachacha is only I don't want to be Tavas Agri anymore, but Hashem, maybe I'll still be. That's how Rashi gets to the Kamash Malon, the Gemara. Kamash Malon, that we tie up his Tovah Shachar just to reduce you from a Tofas Le'agre. That's very good when someone owes you money, and you could have thought that you were going to be Tofas Le'agre. So when you notify the Bailam Tovah Shachar, we tie up your Tovah Shachar, they just mean to notify the Bailam that you don't want to be Tofas Le'agre. But what happens if you're not owed money? And you have nothing, you can't teach your Tol El Shocha to mean that you don't want to be Tafas Le'agre. There's nothing to be Tafas for. Al Karchuk, when you say Tol El Shocha, the only interpretation that's possible is, get out of here. I don't want your chavis anymore. Any shomer, just pick up your chavis. I need to clear my house and get out of here. I don't want to be a shomer. That's the only teich you could possibly say. There is no other teich. So that's the case over there by Mekach. By Mekach, where the owner got paid, he wants to give back the money. He's still holding on to the item. He needs nothing from the buyer. So when he tells the buyer, take your money, he can't be saying, I don't want to be tough as the agar. There's no agar to be tough as. Al-Kocha, when he says, take back your money, it means, tell Lashakha, goodbye and good riddance, any shame re'oid. And when Yitaka say, any shame re'oid, you put in guns, like the Ramah. Very gishmak. And he says, he found the Mufush in the Sefer Trumis. Truth be told, it's not just the Sefer Trumis. It's the Trumis Maram Rattenberg in Tefus Prague, the end of Simon Reichkov test says this. Mamish the Lomdas of the Nesivis. And Hayyidim, if you look in the Rabbeinu Yeruchim that he's quoting, the Shach says, I should matzas b'Rabbeinu Yeruchim b'shem harama. You look up the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, he doesn't say b'shem harama, he says b'shem Rabbeinu Meir. And Hayyidim know that Rabbeinu Yeruchim was a Talmud of the Rosh, who was a Talmud of the Maram Rattenberg. When he says Rabbeinu Meir, he usually means Maram Rattenberg. So Meir from Rattenberg. So l'chay, and he says matzasi b'tshuvas Rabbeinu Meir. So the tshuvas Rabbeinu Meir that he's probably referring to is this tshuvas Maram. And Meir l'taka Rabbeinu Yeruchim means in the Sivis. He means that whole word. Now if the Shach knew that, very good. So when the Shach quotes Rabbeinu Yeruchim, al kach he meant in the Sivis, not the Ritva. That's what you're gonna have to say. And it's not just it's a Taisus Rosh and Mem Tesam and Al Taisus Rosh says it lehed you like that. And it's really a numerous achreiner. Kiveiga says it a couple of times. It's such a zisa pshat. It's muchak like Rashi. If the whole kamashulon of Rashi was that I'm kamashulon, I'm not being tough as I agree, that only works by women, by everywhere else, it's not going to work. I thought it should come out. Rabbi said, what's the major nafkamina between these two pshat? I'm very pashat to nafkamina. By umin, if the umin was already paid, we discussed last week that even if the umin is already paid, it's still a shoy masakha. Here you have an umin who was paid up front, and at the end, he tells the Bailim, Toilo Shocha. Don't even say Hava Mois, there's no Mois to Hava. Just Toilo Shocha. So if you learn like Taisis, there's some type of a structure, Nochas Le Darga, that if you start as a Shema Sacha, when you say Toilo Shocha, you mean to be a Shema Chinam. Well, this Uman started as a Shema Sacha, so if he says Toilo Shocha, he'll still remain a Shema Chinam. But if you learn like the Lumdis of the Shach, either the Ritva's Pshat, that you need a tough as a agri to remain a Shem Achinim, or the Nesivitz of Pshat, that the Tol Shocha teaches up, they just don't want to be tough as a agri, but if you already paid in advance, so you can't have that interpretation, and you don't have a tough as a agri svaro, so avad, when you say Tol Shocha, you're not going to even be a Shem Achinim. A major nafkamina lalacha. This halacha of the Mechaba is only when he's still owed money. If he's not owed money and he says, Tolu Shocha, you're not even going to be a Shem Achinim. That which should come out like the Shach. And it's very good shmak. It's not a hamos in the Mechaba because the Mechaba is medayik. The Shach is medayik in the Mechaba that we're talking about. You still owed money. Tolu Shocha vava moise. You see that you still owed money. But if he wouldn't be owed money at all and he says, Tolu Shocha, he wouldn't even be a Shem Achinim like the Shach. That's what it should come out. Sorry? The same thing. If he wouldn't be owed money and he says gemartiv, so what's understanding gemartiv? He's notifying to pick it up. Are you telling him that? Who said it is a difference? It's two cases. Yeah, but it's chedushim either way. We're going to see what the chedush of gemartiv is. But that should come out a major nafkamina lalocha between the two pshatim. All right. Now, you want to know what the chiddush of gemartiv is. The chiddush of gemartiv is punkt faket. The chiddush of gemartiv, if you look in the Sma, it's really based on the Gemara. The Gemara had a havamina. When a person says gemartiv, he still should be a shayim esacha. All he's doing is notifying the Bailon that he finished. But where do you see that he stops being a shayim esacha? Kamash Malon, since he notified the Bailon that he's finished, and the item is no longer generating income from him, or, if the Svar is al tafas le'agrei, once you notify the Bailam that he should pick it up, you don't have the Svara of Zayagri anymore. You shouldn't have much or why not? Look, you should still have that Svara. Taisa Rosh says, from the fact I notified you that I'm finished, and I didn't go out of my way to tell you that I want to withhold it for pay, and I should have, is a raya mistimus l'shoinoi, that since I just said gemarata, that I'm not withholding it for pay. That's what Taisa Rosh. Even though I could change my mind. Correct. I could always change my mind.
You could change your mind, then the Amshasan is
The Chochmah Shlomi you're talking about? Chochmah Shlomi says, yeah, but you see that. It means min astam, where I could have the ability to make skar, that caused me to be Shema Zaka. Where I tell you that I'm not doing it to be Tavas Zayagre, then I don't become a Shema Zaka, even though I have the ability to change my mind. And that will hold maybe to become a Shema Chinam, like the Ritva, but you can't say, well, it's normal and acceptable, because I already told you I'm not holding it for skar. So that would be enough to become a Shema Chinam. But that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is, I would have thought that even after Gematav, you remain a Shema Zaka, Kamash Mulan not. All right, that's the Chiddush. Now, one thing is clear, what seems to be clear, from the Gemara of the Mechaba, his very Nogeya, is that before the guy says Gemartiv, or before he says Talo Shoko, he will still be a Shema Sako, even though he finished working on the item. Right, here we're talking about a case where the guy finished working on the item, and the Mechaba says that if you say Talo Shoko, or you say Gemartiv, then you become reduced to a Shema Chinam. But had he not said anything, he didn't get around to notify the Bailam yet, he'll still remain a Shema Zaka, even though L'Cheira, it's no longer generating income by him, but that's enough that he still needs the item to collect the pay, whatever it is, that's enough that he still remains a Shema Zaka. It's a Chiddush, but Badash Teit. There's a Shema Zaka. Even if he was paid up front. Even if he's paid up front. No, okay, but even without the Tavas Agar, but the Chavit was goyrim him a revach, and that status of an Umin stays till you end that status, till you terminate it, till you notify the Bailam that it's over. That's what comes out of this halakh. It's in Tesanta Chiddush, but it's a Chiddush. Comes along the Machan Ephraim in Shoimim Chav Gimel, and he suggests, his much is on it, but he suggests that the only reason why I need the Amira is in order that the Bailam should know that the deal is terminated. But what happens if the Bailam would already know without me notifying him that I finished the job? He sees I finished the job. Let's say, I don't know, I fixed a car, maybe not, but I have to build him something. And he sees on my property that it's fully built. He sees that I finished the job. But I didn't notify him yet. But the Bailam knows already. Mahadin. Makrafraim says that that's just as good as notifying. The whole lumdis is that you have to terminate the deal. He has to know that you're finished. When's termination? Termination means that he knows it's finished and he can come pick it up. So he has to know that it's finished. Well, if he knows by himself it's finished, what do I have to notify him for? He knows himself. So it's finished already. So Mamela, from then on, I'm no longer Shema Saka.
Your demotive is because you didn't say that you're holding it for the money.
Right. So if you learn it as far as tofes leya agre for enochanami, then we might have a problem here. Then l'chayro, we might have a problem. He's still a shem esaka, but we have to deal with that. But we paskin that that's a real svar. We paskin that the real svar is because you're an umin that generates the income. Kozman, you're in the status of umnis. Here, where my status finished, it was terminated. I finished the job, and you know that I finished the job. You know that you could come pick it up. At that point, you're no longer a shem esaka. That's the makar v'ayim chiddush. That's what he says. All right. It's a chiddush. Lamaisa is, he's mefakfek on it. But there's a truth, Maram Rattenberg in Tfus Krimuno, Kuf Nun Gimel says it lehedya. He says lehedya that if the Bailum know, that's already just as if it's ki'ilu, he said gemartiv. It's as if you notified the Bailum. Once he knows that he could come pick it up, it's over. All right. So if there's no communication, it's not over. But if he knows, so he knows he can come pick it up. Why do I have to tell him? Let him knock on my door and answer the item. He knows already. He has the ability to come pick it up. Hey, yes, that's the case. In the middle of that, it's terminated. It's no longer Shema Zaka.
Now you should know that he knows.
Does the woman have to? I don't know if the woman has to know. I know that you know that he knows. I don't know. All right. Now, what would it comes along another Chiddush Rabbi Yisai? What would be if the woman didn't notify the Bailam yet? And the Bailam Taka doesn't know that it's finished. But the reason why the woman didn't notify the Bailam is because he didn't have time to notify Bailam. He didn't have the ability, couldn't track down the Bailam, he lost his number, whatever it is. But Betzim, he finished already. And let's say he wants to notify Bailam, he just didn't get around to it. He's an oinus in the notification. Comes along a Shah Mishpat and a Divri Mishan Kuf Peivav, and then Mechadish, Machar Ephraim touches on it also in the end of Siman Zayin Shelo Bekodin, that That's our lamdas here. That the reason why the Uman retains the status of a Shem Esachar until he notifies him is because he's supposed to be notifying the Balaam. But if the Uman can't notify the Balaam because he's an Oynes, then the second he finishes his job, even before he notifies the Balaam, he's already Oynes Shem Esachar. Means really the Uman should really finish when it stops generating income, when I finish the job. Just, I got to notify Balaam. Hey, how should he know to pick it up? So it's not fair to the Balaam. But if I'm an Oynes that I can't notify the Balaam, then I'm Oynes Shem Esachar. It's as if I notified him. And I'm not Hashem Bechinam. A Chiddush. Now, Le'ida Giza, there are Chuvis, Tashbats, Harakamel, who go the other extreme. And that is, what happens if the Uman notified the Balaam already, but the Balaam can't pick it up? The Balaam's out of town. He's coming tomorrow. He would love to pick it up today. He can't pick it up today. What's the halacha? And they want a taina. Calls man that it's not shaykh for the Balaam to pick up the item, then the Uman is still a Shem Esachar till the Balaam has the ability to pick it up. That what?
Like the money.
Come, I told Tolosha Kam, it's everything. Oh, so maybe until you have the ability to pick it up, maybe. Means you can't stiff me with it. Means it's an understanding that you're Uman, you're going to watch it. You can't just drop me cold turkey. You have to give me the ability to remove it from your shmira. So calls Matt, I can't come to pick it up, then you're going to remain a shamer on that item. The same shamer that you are. The same shamer that we contractually sort of agreed to. That is a shamer saka, because you're an Uman. Now you see the two extremes. Clearly, the first set of Achrayim, the Shamish, but different measure can't hold of this. They hold that even if the Balaam weren't notified, as long as the Uman's in Oynes in his notification, he's Oy Shema. Now in that case, clearly the Balaam don't know to pick it up. So they're in Oynes in picking it up. And yet, the Tash, they hold that you're Oys, and you're now only Shema Kinam. So you see that they hold that even though the Balaam are in Oynes to pick it up, tough luck, is still only Shema Kinam. So Mamish, the other extreme from the Tashvat. Mamish, two extremes. And to Santa Cheshvin. So, and from while you're an Oynes, then you remain a Shem Esachar. Which Shita? Which Shita are you going with? Are you going in the first Shita, the Sham Mishpat, where the Uman is an Oynes, so then he's a Shem Mechinam? Now he could notify him. The Chay, once he could notify Balaam, I hear the Chay. I don't know the answer. But I hear maybe he puts him back into Shem Esachar. I don't know. You have to know the lumdis, why. I mean, he blames the Uman for not notifying him. So now that he could notify him, so now you're withholding it, betrays umnis, because you're not notifying the Balaam. You should tell me to pick it up. I'm not sure. The answer is I don't know. But I'm saying I hear the chakira. What about this case, Rabbi Yisai? And that is, what happens if the Balaam notifies the Uman? And there's many tshuvas on this, different ways, but the Balaam notifies the Uman, and when the Uman notifies the Balaam, and when the Balaam comes to pick it up, the Uman says, "Nah, I'm not interested in dealing with this now. Come back tomorrow. I'm busy now. I don't have time for this. Come back tomorrow. I want to go. Come back tomorrow." What's the halakha? What happens if, or he deliberately tells them, "I'm finished, but I'm not giving you back the item. I'll make you sweat a little bit. I don't want to give you back the item." What's the halakha? So you hold it, Shiblai B'Shem Esachar. The Maisai notified the Balaam. Are you old? Did you buy me? Good. Sorry? If he doesn't want to give it back, so what's the notification? Good. Sorry? What's the chalik if you pay for it or not? I'm a ganif holding back your chavit to me. Okay, maybe you have no chavit bekodin. That's a ganif. Maybe I'll chavit bekodin. Whatever, we can deal with that. It might. But this Shiloh was already on the page. It's a Ksois and Nasivis and Ayim Beis who discusses this Shiloh where the guy blatantly refuses to give back the Chayvet to the Balaam, Mahadin. And the Ksois says,
permanently or?
For the time being, come back tomorrow. Come back tomorrow. And tonight it gets lost.
Let's say, come back tomorrow,
so make a guy again. Let's say not a guy. Well, that's a Shiloh, a different Ksois with Maras Hasson. If you only hold it for one day, you have to be Oishik Lagamri. That's a different shmuz, but Stam, I'm talking about, forget Gnev, I'm talking about Hilchus Shomrim. I want to know Hilchus Umnim, do I remain, am I Yishem B'Sak on it? Zaktik Tzais, that calls man, you don't allow the Bailim to take back their Chayfetz, your notification is nothing, and Mamele, you still Yishem B'Sak on it. That's Tzais. Jumps the Nesivis, my eye. A notification was a notification. The Umnis is over. Finished. We're no longer an Umin on it. Now, you're a Nudnik for not giving back my Chayfet. So you're a Goyrim, you're a Ganev, you're a Chayfet B'Kod. We'll hit you with other things, maybe. You're a Goyrim. I don't know what you're doing. You're locking me out of my house, Hatke Ban Junior. I don't know what you're doing. You're a Mazik, you're a Garmi. But Umnis is over. So you can't be a Shem Mizrach as Umnis. Once you tell me it's over, it's over. As Machlek is Ksais Nasivis. Now, this is on the page. Now, if you want to know how this stems with the Tashbats, you have to munch you. Because the Tashbats says that as long as the Bailim can't pick up the item, they're an Oinis, and it's not even an Oinis Machmas the Umin, it's an Oinis Machmas them. They're out of town, the Umin still remains a Shem Azaka. And the Nasivis says that even though the Bailim has no way to pick this thing up, and the cause of that oinis is the Umin himself, because he refuses to give him back the item. Still, the Nesiva says, "Yoyis shem esacha," because I notified you, Umnis is finished; it's hereby finished. And now, Kenzach, you know, you want to get me mazik, grama, gami, but not shmirah, I'm not yeshema on the item. So it really doesn't stim l'chayim with that tashvat. Ma'ase shahaya, shaynei magadad. I saw Heindek as Ram, but it was taka such a ma'ase where a person, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, was in a car. 1 second, it was a body shop where the guy fixed a guy's car, and at the end of the day, it was 5 o'clock, and he called him up. By the way, your car is finished, but I'm leaving for the day. If you want, pick it up tomorrow morning. And that night, there was a robbery. Mahadin. So now you have to down all the svaris, how we understand it. So, like, well, you know, have to, we start. Let's start with the Kseis Nesivis. So, like the Nesivis, once you notify the guy, you're Oishrei Masaka. I notify the guy, I'm Oishrei Masaka. Finished. Like the Kseis, if you withhold the item back from the guy, you still remain a Shrei Masaka. So you have to know over here, what's the case over here? Did the guy have time to pick it up right now or not? Let's say if the guy would have run right now to pick it up, he could pick it up. So then, l'chayiv nekseis would be made. He's aishem esaka, right? I'm not withholding it from you. I'm not lahaches withhold deliberately withholding it. I'm saying, if you want, you could pick it up. You could pick it up. I'm just telling you that I have to leave for the day, and the guy can't come at the moment. So memeila l'chayiv ken zayin. But let's say if the guy is a little out or he doesn't want to wait a second, he calls him up right before the end of the day. It's over. So then l'chayiv maybe l'tekseis has to remain aishem esaka on it. Not to call Hazan. No, forget him. Not to call me Zikr Shem Esaka. He called him to become Oishem Esaka. Now, if you learn like the Shem Mishpat, the Rimishpat type of Svara, as long as the Umin didn't have the ability to notify him, and he's an Oinis, then he's already Ois Umin in his Oishem Esaka. So the Chayra, I would suggest, and I don't have a right to know, I suggest that if every day he closes at 5, he's not Mechshubit, he's not Mechuv to stay longer than he normally does. I mean, that was not the understanding that you're going to stay late for me initially when I gave you the car. So if it was just finished at 5 o'clock and you notify me at 5 o'clock and you're not at fault for leaving, so you're not at fault for not giving me back the chayvitz, it should be just like you're not at fault for notifying me in the first place. So like those are chayinim, you should become Aisha Mezacha by that. But what happens if the car was really finished at 4 and you didn't get around to notify the guy till 5 o'clock and now you say, I'm shutting the lights? You don't have those akrainim. You should have notified me an hour earlier. If you'd have notified me then I would have time to pick it up. And now you withheld, and now it's too late. That you can't.
He didn't have time to notify before, even if he finished it.
Why couldn't he notify?
That's the way his business is set up.
Why, he only calls at the end of the day all the people?
Okay,
so let him call me before working on the next thing. Okay, Bekitza, we'll have to deal with these words. Bekitza, I'm going to just bring out that it midei machleik is achrein l'chari l'naf, because you have to go through the variables of all the achreinim. It's like really three different angles here that you have to deal with on such a shayla.
What is the point of the notification according to the Nesivis?
What does it help?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's terminating.
Even if I'm not letting you take it, I'm still not shemasoho, so what's the point of the notification?
What did it do? I've...
Yeah.
It showed, because the umnis is kayim till I know it's finished. Like the Makar Chaim says, I know by myself, I don't need a notification. Why do you have to know that it's finished? Because that's the job of Umnas. Umnas is you have the item to work on until, what's part of your job is that you're going to notify me, right? If you don't notify me, then you didn't finish your job, so to speak. Part of the job is you got to notify me too. Otherwise, when does it end? So you've worked on it and you notified me, so now you finished your job. No, anything is just being a mensch. I'm saying you finished your job. Your job is done. Now you want to be stamen nundek a mazik to hold back the chayfas. Okay, I'm not arguing with anything. I hear why the Ksais would argue with the Nesivis. I'm just telling you overall that side of the Nesivis. The other kind, I'm not sure, like Lamaisi, we're dealing with now people, you know, daily updates come on the page. So now we have to deal with the Ksais and Nesivis type of bizarre. He calls him when he's on closing at 4? Oh, he tells him, L'chachilat, I'll be ready at 4? So that I skipped over. It's good that you mentioned it, so I should really talk about that. Lukhari, once you learn like the Machan Ephraim, that if you know that it's finished, then you automatically become Aishai Mesaka. That if you said Gemarativ, then Lukhari Huadin, if Mitchila, when I take the item, let's say cleaners, they tell you when to pick up on Wednesday. Pick it up in 2 days. I tell you Lechatchila that the job is going to be finished then Lukhari, I don't even have to notify you. I don't have to notify you that it's finished. It's poached. You know that it's finished. I'll say even better. It's even a culture came from the Makar. Makar said, if you know that it's finished, you're Oishayma. I notified you. When did I know? I notified you from day one that it's going to be finished on Wednesday. So that is a notification already that you should come pick it up. And if you decide not to pick it up, that's it. I'm Oishayma Sacha Wednesday morning, 9 o'clock, whenever I tell you it's ready. It's already ready. I closed it for. So what? I closed it for. You can't pick it up. But you should have picked up it during the working hours. From Meila, I'm going to be Aishayma Sacha, at least. Aishayma Sacha, Lechatchila, when I tell you to pick it up at Wednesday.
Even though I tell you back, I'm not going to come till Wednesday. The cleaners will be ready Tuesday morning. I say Lechatchila, I'm not going to be there till Wednesday.
You could say whatever you want. Let's say I tell you, Toilet Shokha, and you say, I want to pick it up tomorrow. Because it's there, pick it up tomorrow. No problem. But I'm telling you, my umnis is finished. I'm Aishayma Sacha. Now I'm only going to be Aishayma Chinim on it. Okay, minestam, it's ready. You usually rely on it. Are you waiting for them to call you up to tell you it's ready? No. You usually assume it's ready. If you want to be mamish, double careful, so you call them up before just to make sure it's ready. But they're not calling you to tell you that it's ready. Oh, yeah.
It's automatically not
coming. That I don't know. That I don't know. If they don't tell you when it's going to be ready, then you have no option. No, then until you call them, or until they call you, until you know, then they're going to still be a Shai Mazaka. It's their fault, but that's what's been notifying you. If you don't know, then there's still going to be Shema Sak on it. All right, one more Rabbi says, Chabirayin, I just want to finish this if. The Ramah says, then he's going to be potting Gansen. Because he's telling him, I don't want it at all. Gesinta, I take it. I don't want anything from it. Sma has a kshaylo. What happens if he says a combination of Lashonis? He says, where is it? In Sifkot and Dalet, if he says Imhiktim loyma hava mois v'tala shachah v'ni shem re'oid, he says everything. He says hava mois v'tala shachah, which normally means I'm being tofes le'agre. First, bring money and then I'll release the item. V'ni shem re'oid, and I don't want to watch it anymore. Ma'adin, bring money, pick up the item, and I don't want to watch it anymore. What's the din? What does that mean? So this man says, he's still going to be a Shema Saka. It means I'm still tough as a agre, and when you give me the money and you pick it up, then any Shema right. It means I don't come here as soon as possible because I don't want to be busy with this. But I'm not releasing the item until you pay me. Memeilo, it's still a tough as a agre. Memeilo, you're going to still remain a Shema Saka. That's the Sma. Comes along the Nesivis, and the Nesivis jumps on the Sma, and he says, at the end of the Sivkotan, and he says that if you look in the Prisha, which the Sma wrote to Prisha, the Prisha said, Mamish Fakert. Prisha says, when you say, the Prisha says that normally, Hava Mois V'Tola Shachar implies that you're being tough as Layagra. The Mois, you didn't say it Lahedya. You just said, bring money and pick up your item. You didn't say, I'm not releasing that until you pick it up, until you pay. I just said, bring money and pick up your item. It implies that you're being tough as a agri. If you say lehedja eini shem re'oid, then that's like kilu agilu on your intention that you don't mean that. You mean any shem right, finished, you're out. He's medayik like that from a tour. He says the chaim mavu in the Nebuki Yosef, mechaim mukit in the Nebuki Yosef. And the Tzivah says he looked up to the Nebuki Yosef, his tomolov, that there is no such Nebuki Yosef. Bekitza, you have now a sma on one side and a prisha lechayer on the other side. Then the Nesivis is medayik in the sma that even the sma was able to touch any shem ra'id like the way he touched it, that it means only if you pick it up because he said any shem ra'id at the end. But what happens if he'll tell you ahead first any shem ra'id have a mois v'tala shocha, or he says ahead any shem ra'id even before you pick up the money any shem ra'id have a mois v'tala shocha, the implication of this mas he'll be moida that then he's not a shem at all, because clearly I'm telling you any shem ra'id, I don't want to be shem at all, I'm telling you right now I don't want to be shem anymore. Have a mois v'tala shocha. Even the sma would be made to the prisha that it's ice, I'm not a shema. And on that, the Nesivis drums. The Nesivis argues with everyone. I'm the same person, but he argues with the prisha and the sma. He says, as long as you say, have a mois v'tala shocha, you could scream up and down any shema, right? What is that going to help you? When you show that you're refusing to give back the item unless you're paid, you're being tafes le'agre. What happens if a guy, a malva la mashkin, he's tafes le'agre, and he says, but I don't want to be shema on it. Like the Nesivis, it's crazy. What do you mean you don't want to be shaymer? You automatically are shaymer socha behind you. I know that you're being tafas le'agre. So if this woman says, I don't want to be shaymer on it from now on, I don't want to be shaymer on it, but I'm not giving it back until you pay me, so the Nesivis, bau kocha, you're a shaymer socha. You're being tafas le'agre. So when a guy says, any shaymer yoid, have a mois v'tol shaka, since have a mois v'tol shaka means tafas le'agre, bau kocha, you're going to be in shaymer socha even though you're screaming, any shaymer yoid. And he argues with the sma and the prisha. All right, Rabbi Zaha, good to avoch.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.